This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Laziness is something that has been dealt with in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For a Muslim, there should be no room for laziness. We need to fight it, tackle it, and ensure that we are as productive as possible. Take a look at the pillars of Islam. It's easy. We utter the Shahada, we believe, mashallah, and we work towards. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Muhammad, may peace be upon him, is his messenger, his servant, his slave. Then we have Salah. Salah is the 5 daily prayers. Those are put in timings that are divine, given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is very early. It is before sunrise. You have to get up. A believer is not allowed to be sleeping beyond that point. So Allah wants you to fight your laziness, and there is absolutely no room for procrastination, because you cannot say, it's okay, we'll see, Allah is forgiving, He's merciful, I'll read tomorrow. It can't be. You owe Allah that prayer at that particular time. The fact that Allah gave you life to see that time and to witness it, you owe Him the salah. So that prayer, pre-dawn, if Allah wanted, He could have had it at any other time. Yes, indeed, there is a narration that states, مَنْ نَامَ عَنْ صَلَاتٍ أَوْ نَسِيَهَا فَلْيُصَلِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, whoever overslept a prayer or forgot completely, human forgetfulness, should fulfill it as soon as he or she remembers it. So if you've forgotten or you were asleep, as soon as you wake up and you remember, hey, I'm supposed to have prayed, pray at that particular moment, and you will not be sinful, because Allah does not hold against you things that are beyond your control. But if you planned to oversleep or to sleep beyond the point of salah, then it is wrong. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness and safeguard us. So imagine the issue of laziness and procrastination. The very pillars of Islam have dealt with them. You cannot procrastinate. You cannot be lazy. You have to get up. Why? Allah knows that there is great benefit for you in this world as well as in the next. By you getting up early morning before the sun rises, wash your face, wash up to a certain degree, and then you stand in prayer for Allah Almighty, you recite beautiful words of revelation, and then you commence your day. Every single day, every single believer has to start that particular way. Obviously, the women who are in their menstrual cycles are excused from that completely, but it is still part of the quality of a believing woman to get up at that particular time, perhaps remember Allah, perhaps engage in some adhkar, as it were, because you need to be used to that which Allah Almighty has ordained and instructed. So my brothers and sisters, something that is amazing, if the pillars of Islam, from the pillars of Islam, we already have an issue of timing, surely it should tell us that Allah Almighty has built and created the human body in a way that it would maximize its output when it does things in a timeous fashion. So therefore, your dhuhr needs to be at a certain time, your asr needs to be at a certain time, these are the prayers through the day, your maghrib at sunset, your isha at a certain point after sunset, and then we're taught to go to bed. If we go to bed, we would then be able to fight laziness. One of the major problems that we all face is we tend to delay going to bed. Mobile phones, devices, and the internet, these things have not made it easier for us. In fact, it's made it very difficult. It's so simple to just flick and to continue to look and to message and to see and to watch and to play games and so on. But remember, be disciplined. When you're disciplined and you sleep on time, you set your clock, you turn off your phone if need be. And what happens? You then turn it on in the morning, or you make sure that you are sleeping at a certain time, Allah will grant you an automatic awakening from your sleep at a time when you are supposed to be up. That's the way the body has been tuned and made, where when you get it used to something, that's it. And then you become productive because early morning you are fresh and ready to take up whatever challenges you have to take up for that particular day. But if you slept very late, you're going to get up very lazy. You may not even get up. You may miss your prayer. So you're distant from Allah. And then you get closer to shaitan. And what happens? Your day does not go well. You're either yawning while you're at work, or you cannot concentrate. Everything is connected. Your food doesn't digest properly. And so much more happens that is negative. And you would find maybe you might want to sleep after Fajr. And although it's not prohibited to sleep after Fajr if need be, but you need to discipline yourself and make sure that the timings are right. Obviously, the reason I say this is people live in different time zones, and in some countries, winter and summer, it becomes very difficult. But all that in its place, we need to make sure we fulfill our duties and obligations unto Allah and follow the method of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Similarly, ask Allah Almighty to help you to fight laziness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhli, and so on. The Prophet, peace be upon him, made dua against miserliness and cowardice, and against laziness, and against so many other things. Al-kasal. Kasal is laziness. Oh Allah, help me to overcome my laziness. And that was a dua of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He didn't need it. He was the least from all of us in terms of, in fact, he was the best, the least in terms of weakness, because he had none, but the best in terms of goodness and strength. So if he didn't need it, what about us? He used to pray in that particular way. He used to supplicate to Allah, oh Allah, grant me this, protect me from this, and protect me from that, subhanAllah. Let's learn from this. So Allah Almighty wants for us ease and goodness. He wants us to succeed. That's why he has rules, regulations, so much of discipline. The month of Ramadan, filled with discipline. You must get up at this time. You must pray at this time. You must stop eating at this time. You must start eating at this time. You're not allowed to eat this or eat that. And you're only allowed to consume this or that, etc. All this, part of the discipline that Allah Almighty has indeed favored us with. Because people who don't have discipline in their lives do not see the success, the holistic success. Someone might say, well, I've made a lot of money and I'm so lazy and I'm this, I made quick money. But are you content? Do you have the preparation for the hereafter? The answer is, if you're lazy, chances are you're not doing as well as you should, because as a Muslim, you're not supposed to be lazy. You have to push yourself to get up and do the right thing. So here I am inviting you, my brothers and sisters, to push yourselves to get up and do the right thing. Not just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of yourself, your health as well. So someone might say, well, there's no salah to read. So, you know, if it was a salah, I would have gotten up for the sake of Allah. Like this, I'm just gonna, hang on. Also, for your own sake, you need to get up. You may need to go to work. You may need to do this and do a few things, chores in the house. All of this is rewarding. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. So we ask Allah Almighty to help us through the day. When you are supposed to get to work on time, you're supposed to be meeting your appointments on time, you're supposed to be catching a train or a plane or whatever else it may be on time. As a believer, you're never supposed to be late, because you have training free 5 times a day. This is my time for prayer. That's it. I've stopped everything and done it. We're all guilty in the sense that there is room for improvement with every single one of us. But it's a discussion that we need to continue with. And we need to make sure we talk about it to those whom we live with. Listen, imagine the deen that we have, how beautiful it is that we actually have been trained to be on time for everything. That's a gift of Allah. Here's the month of Ramadan. You put in that date 1 minute before the time, your entire fast is wasted. And if you have to eat 1 minute after the time, knowingly, that is also wasted. Allah Almighty wants you time to time to be exactly where you are supposed to be and to do what you're supposed to be doing. So While we're talking of striving for excellence, we talk about how to overcome laziness and procrastination in this month of Ramadan. Many people would sleep through most of the day. Let it be a productive day. Imagine a lot of the wars that took place at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, happened in the month of Ramadan. They didn't say, well, you know, it's the month of Ramadan and let's just be defeated by whoever it was that was the enemy and so on in the different wars. They got up and they faced the challenges and they did well, mashallah, subhanallah. So any challenge that we have to face in our lives, and it's much smaller than that, inshallah, we do very well with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we pray that Allah Almighty grant us growth. If you are not going to be a role model for your own children and those whom you live with, then how will they learn? And who will they have to see as an example of what to do and what not to do and how to do it? So try to become the role models for your own family members, your own children. Be disciplined and see how far you get. Similarly, when it comes to the night prayer in Ramadan, you know it is prolonged. And that requires discipline. You need to fight your laziness. You need to make sure that you do things on time. Don't delay things. I want to end by reminding you of Hajj. If Hajj is compulsory on you, you must fulfill the Hajj at your earliest convenience. You start applying, you start making sure, because I can afford it and I'm able and capable, I need to start making an effort to try and get this done. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be able to get it done as soon as possible. Don't leave it next year, the following year, the following year. It will never happen. You die without fulfilling it and you're answerable to Allah. Why? Procrastination. Same applies to working out your zakat and giving it and making sure that you've done it. You have to sit and calculate. You must. Allah wants you to do that. May Allah Almighty grant us all strength and open our doors. And may Allah Almighty help us in our quest for excellence. And may He make us from those who are the happiest in this world and the most successful in the hereafter too. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ من ألف شهر